Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Well, good evening, folks. Good evening. Good to have you folks with us tonight. This is Gary Wimmer, and you are listening to Psychics Gone Wild on Blog Talk Radio, and we have a great show with you tonight. I'm here with two very fine, psychic, intuitive, wise women, and we're going to let you, we'll let both of them introduce themselves to you, and then I'll say a little bit about myself, and we are going to be taking calls tonight. So you folks, if you get into the call room here, or if you dial and you don't, if you don't push a 1, you won't get in the call room. So be sure and press a 1 when you dial in. We'll know that you want a reading. I'll see you in the host room here. So before we go too much further, I'm going to introduce my fine co-hosts. This is Miss DC Love. DC, are you there, my dear?
I'm here, dear. How are you?
Oh, compared to Syria and Ukraine, I'm counting my blessings. You know.
Me too. Definitely.
Put out some good energy.
Hi, everyone.
To those people. Tell us about yourself, DC.
Sure. This is DC Love. I'm a natural-born psychic medium, as well as a channeler and a healer and an empath. I think of myself as an old soul. I have communicated with my loved ones who are on the other side, as well as with the angels. I have a background in law enforcement and in private investigation, but now I've hung up my revolver, and love is what I use. I've taken karate. I've taken kung fu. Presently, I'm now studying Reiki. I'm a mom. I'm a grandmother. I'm a wife, and I'm on a mission. And my mission, like right now, is one of love, and love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to, and it's what my whole world is right now. I'm DC Love.
Well, DC, we are so happy to have you with us tonight, and what a great name you have,
oh,
my dear.
Thanks.
Your name is your essence.
It is, definitely.
And now I'm going to connect with Dawn, Mystic Haven. Dawn, are you there with us?
I am. Hello, everybody. Alegria.
The roar of the crowd, the roar of the crowd.
Hi, DC.
Hi, Dawn.
Hi.
Great to have you here.
Yeah,
hey,
you too.
Dan. Well, tell us about yourself, Dawn.
Oh, let's see. Like DC, I am also a natural-born psychic medium. My gifts include basically receiving messages from spirit. Things that are shown on people, it's like a moving picture. And again, all of this is from spirit. And like DC, I also have a legal background as well in civil and criminal law. I have a medical background with a master's in emergency medicine. And I am also an ordained minister through the Universal Life Church, and from that place I also received 2 doctorates, a doctorate of divinity and a doctorate of metaphysics. And I am also the owner of Natural Mystic Haven, which is a complete line of holistic products ranging from herbal tea blends to bath and body products and candles. And then there's also the Mystic Haven line, which is the magical aspect of things, as I am also a high priestess of the craft. And basically, I just blend all of this knowledge and experience together, and I use all of this with tremendous amount of knowledge and wisdom and love. And I just, you know, use that to help other people along with, you know, the psychic and medium gifts, because they are, in fact, gifts, and I have chosen over the years to use them to help others. So that's what I do.
All right. Well, it's such a pleasure to be with you ladies on Monday night. This has become our regular occasion, and we certainly are happy to have all you folks call in and make comments, ask us questions. We'll be doing readings for everybody, as many people as we can get tonight. The first couple, we may do three readings for. We may pass you around. If we get a lot of callers and time starts slipping away, we may start rotating and so forth. 402, area code 402, I just want to let you know, to all you folks, if you do call in, be sure and press 1 if you want to make a comment. So, my name is Gary Wimmer. I started learning about psychic ability way back in the 60s, and in the early 70s I started giving readings. Actually, what kind of got my interest in it is several ladies did astrology charts for me and said, well, you've got a lot of natural psychic ability. At the time, I was studying electrical engineering, so I became very interested in it, started reading books by Edgar Cayce and Madame Blavatsky and Ruth Montgomery and all these people back in the late 60s. Early 70s, I started giving readings. In a nutshell, in 1977, I had a near-death experience that radically changed my life. It showed me all about the infinite mind, what happens in it was a near-death experience in the middle of a car accident, and for a solid week, I saw a lot of psychic ability within myself, and sure enough, after this experience, I began to develop it full-time. I wrote a book on that experience called The Second Eternity. It's quite an interesting story if you folks are interested in it. I also have a show on Blog Talk Radio called The Second in Eternity on Thursday nights. It's named after the book. So near-death experience was quite interesting. And in 1980, I met a lady who did a reading for me using lithomancy. Stones, or method of reading patterns in stones. She taught me this method, and I have used that since 1980 as my main method. And about 10 years ago, I was curious, 10 or 15 years ago, I was curious how people did this, and I started looking for information, couldn't find any. Ended up writing a book on the art called Lithomancy, the Psychic Art of Reading Stones, and it's Lithomancy. So you folks can check that out. And you can check out DC Love, Mystic Haven, and myself on Psychics Gone Wild. You can see a lot about what we do, get more information, get our websites. We can certainly cover a lot more in a longer reading than we can in the shorter readings we'll be doing with people tonight. But having said that, we are glad to have you folks with us tonight, and we're going to take some of these calls. So just wanted to get my beautiful co-host to introduce themselves and let you know my neurotic tendencies, and having said that, we're moving on to area code 352. Are you with us, 352?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hi. Who are we speaking with?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Elizabeth. I'm going to let our ladies give you a little bit of love from DC Love and a little Mystic Haven, and if you have some more questions, I'll take them. Okay, Elizabeth?
Hi. All right, sounds wonderful.
DC?
Hi, Elizabeth. How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
Good, hon. While you were talking to Gary, I pulled a card, and the card that I saw involved positive change in your life. And okay. I'm being told that your likes and your dislikes have changed, and you may have outgrown a situation that once appealed to you. And these are positive developments signaling that you have your spiritual growth, and some of these situations are blessings in disguise, even though you may not know it now, as if they're pushing you to make, like, necessary and positive changes. But yet you may feel pushed beyond your comfort zone as, like, maybe, like, multiple of areas of your life shift. But the universe is saying that it's standing ready to support you, hon, in whatever you ask for. And I'm also being told that the angels are saying, please let go, enjoy the ride, because it is for the best. Did that make any sense to you? Or?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, great. I'm happy. Dawn, could you add to that, hon?
Yes, especially the part with the changes that are coming. And this is, I don't know if everybody is aware of this, the month of March, this is going to be a very interesting year for everybody. We have a lot of, we have more than usual new moons going on. We just had a new moon this past Saturday. And on a new moon, that is anybody working, you know, within the magical realm knows new moon magic is to bring changes, positive changes. But we have two new moons this month. So we just had the one on Saturday. We have a new one coming up on Sunday the 30th, okay? So people should expect a lot of changes going on, a lot of changes. Some of them are going to be subtle. Some of them are going to be like, bam, you know, like, oh, my goodness, where did this come from? So just expect the unexpected, honey, okay?
Okay.
Expect the unexpected. What you think, what you feel, what you put out in your mind is going to come to fruition, especially right now. So, you know, if you want positive changes, you have the power to do that, especially during this time. Okay, if you want to rid your life of negatives, this is the time to do it. Okay, so expect
okay.
those changes to come because they are going to come for you. Okay?
Wonderful, thank
They're
you.
Very powerful month, very powerful. All right.
All right, sounds wonderful.
Elizabeth, if you'd like, I'll give you a reading over the next couple months, tell you in general
okay.
what I see. You're one of our early callers. Now, early callers get to go through all three of us. So to you folks, call in early. And Elizabeth, what this is, and for you listeners, just to give you an idea, I use 16 stones. 10 of them are planet stones, sun through Pluto. And 6 of them are stones based on life, love, luck, commitment, timing, and place. And I charge them up in my hands. And Elizabeth, all you have to do is say, I'll drop these stones, and I'll tell you what I'll see for the next 3 months approximately, okay?
Okay. Okay, drop.
There you go. Okay, well, you've got the love stone at the very top, so it kind of goes along with both ladies what we're saying about feeling this thing of love and what you want in your life. It feels like a whole new sense of both commitments, drive, being at the right place at the right time, and being able to settle a lot of emotional issues is coming into play here just in the first week and a half to two. So you're going to find a lot of things from the a lot of things where you feel blockage, where you've had kind of hopes and aspirations, but not real as clear as you'd like, as definite a plan as you'd like. You're going to feel from the second and third week that you're going to get more details. Things are going to get much clearer for you. You're going to find a lot more power by the fourth and fifth week here. And that affects home, affects relationship, and affects the way you feel like everything's back in your control again. So starting on this concept of being in love with life and believing in yourself and in confidence and all the good things that make life worth living, that is really putting on you on this cycle of being able to, by the fifth and sixth week here, have so much luck back in your life, you're kind of going to be surprised. And what that's going to help you do, it's going to clear out a lot of this past sort of baggage you've been carrying, or doubts or insecurities or fears and all this sort of thing, such that by the ninth week on and the 12th week, you're going to be like reborn again, you know, a whole new sense of direction and purposefulness and expression and creativity and so forth. So with the commitment stone and love stone right at the top and the magic stone, it's saying this is really the time for you to believe in yourself again, believe in where you're going, as the two ladies were saying, and you'll see it come into play here in the first couple weeks, and that'll convince you that you've still got a lot of magic in your world, baby, and they're not through with you yet. Okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
Does that help you, girl?
Yes, absolutely.
Good. You got a great laugh. You got a great smile. And that's good energy.
Well, yeah, thank you very much. You're all wonderful.
Yeah. All right. I'm with the best. I'm with Miss DC Love and Miss Dawn Mystic Haven, and we are going to be rocking and rolling tonight. This is area code 352. We take these in the order they've called in. Excuse me, I'll get 352 next. Actually, this is 402. You've been here a little bit longer. Let me get you on 402. Can you hear me?
402? Hi.
Yes.
I can. This is Jean.
Jean,
hi,
how
Jean.
Are you, my dear?
Hi, wonderful. How's everyone doing?
Good, Jean. How are you?
Oh, good. Just relaxing here and looking forward to a reading, and I'm excited and nervous.
Don't be nervous. Dawn, why don't you?
If you really want us to.
Dawn,
from cold Nebraska.
Dawn, why don't you start this cycle, and then we'll go to D.C.
Okay.
Jean, you there?
Yes.
What's your question,
Jean? Oh, my question about my career, basically. That's kind of what I – are there going to be any changes this year, that type of thing?
Oh. Are you looking for changes?
I am. I am, definitely.
Okay. Well, like I said, this is going to be a big year of change for a lot of people. What field are you in right now?
Pardon me?
What field are you in?
Oh,
right now?
I'm in the medical field. I'm in home health care.
Okay. Let me see. Are you looking for more of an administrative position?
Possibly down the road. I am something that, yeah. Where I can get off my feet. Yeah,
cause that's what's kind of being shown on this one. It's like a step up. Let me see. So if you put your name in the hat, there's a very, very good possibility here, from what I'm being shown on this, that you will get, you know, what it is that you are seeking. But it's showing more toward, not like right now, more toward like end of summer, beginning of fall.
Okay.
Time frame. But if you start inquiring now and just kind of get your name out there, show that, okay, this, I am interested in this, you're going to hear about it. And don't hesitate to put your name in.
Okay.
Okay, because you have the knowledge, you have the experience, you're very good at what you do.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. Very, very loving. You know, the people you care for, they really like you. So.
Thank you.
Yeah, so go ahead. Go ahead, but they're showing right around that end of summer, beginning of fall,
Okay. Early
September, right around like Labor Day is what Spirit is saying, right around Labor Day, holiday.
Around the holiday. Okay,
yeah.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm kind of burned out right now on my job, and I was thinking, I need a change, but.
Yeah. Well, like I said, this
sure.
is going to be a big year of changes for most people.
Okay.
So don't be afraid. Just take that step forward.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, that's good to know. Thank you.
You're welcome.
DC, why don't you add to that?
Yeah, I do see Spirit is showing me like new projects and renewal, and that there are goals that are going to be met, and the roots are being planted basically like into the ground now. And to keep, you know, keeping these ideas, and they're going to blossom into reality for you.
But I also see, like, in the meantime, you're asked to, like, take better care of yourself. They're saying that you've been giving a lot of yourself lately, like, to others.
Yeah.
And they want you to, you know, take time now to give something to yourself. They're saying that you really do have to start nurturing yourself and start taking, you know, better care of yourself. You need a little bit more sleep, maybe. A little exercise, and you really have to focus on your needs, and you're going to have more energy and abundance, peace, and purpose in everything. But you start by taking care of you, hon, and that's what the angels are telling me.
Okay, that's good to know. That makes sense, definitely. Definitely. Okay. Yeah.
And Jean,
I'm always
this is...
taking care of other people.
Jean, this is Gary. Do you have a question that... you'd like?
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Okay, they answered my question about career. Now I'm kind of thinking my husband and I are planning on moving, and we're not sure if it's going to be this year or next year. And is there any type of a move in our future?
Well, first of all, I felt like a lot of good energy when you mentioned him.
Oh, yeah, he's wonderful.
Yeah, he's a good guy. First thing I felt was what a charming character he can be or something like that. Very magnanimous,
yeah.
bigger than life almost, you know.
That's true.
Yeah, and it feels like y'all have a lot of satisfaction, and it's between you, and you've got a lot of, like, good plans together. You've worked out so many different things with balance. It's almost like the move is going to come into play here real naturally. It's not something you have to worry or struggle about. And it feels probably by the 5th and 6th and 7th week you're going to get a better clue about that, a better idea about that. It has to do with both jobs, locations, change, and a lot of pragmatic things, you know, from sales to what it costs to rent or buy or whatever. But what I'm feeling that's so strong is because y'all have this, you've worked out so many things and you both really have this, like, committed view of your satisfaction with each other, that that's going to make this a very easy thing to come into play, fall into play very naturally. In other words, don't worry about it. It feels like...
Okay.
And it does feel like even if you take this move, it's just going to be even more rewarding. I mean, it's like y'all are in this can't-lose sort of mindset, so nurture it. Does that make sense
okay.
to you?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So feel so positive. When the time comes to move or change, you'll know it and you'll feel it and you don't have to worry about it now because you're building such a good energy between y'all. And the work you do for other people is commendable to both y'all.
Thank
you. You got good standards, sweetheart.
Oh, thank you.
Stick to them. Okay.
It wears me out, but I'm happy. Yeah, it's rewarding.
Yeah, you do good work, both of you do. And so I feel a lot of good energy between y'all. And God bless you. You are blessed.
Thank you so much. Thank you to everybody. You made my evening.
Hey,
oh,
you're
welcome.
For calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's this crew of fine ladies I'm with. And Gene and all you folks who call in, remember you can go to psychicsgonewild.com and find out about us. And you can go to blogtalkradio.com/psychicsgonewild and you can download this episode so you'll be able to listen to your reading again. You can listen to it on real time on the player or you can just download it to your computer, which I think is probably faster. Having said that, we're moving right along. Good to have you callers tonight. And this is area code 352.
Hello.
Can you hear us? Yes.
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
We can, my
mm-hmm.
dear. Who are we speaking with?
My name is Andrea.
Andrea. I'm going to let the ladies
yes.
deal with you. How's that, my dear?
Yes, that's fine.
We've got the fine deal.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi.
How are you, hon?
I'm doing well, thank you. A lot of weird things happened to me. But,
okay.
I don't know where to start, so maybe if you could pick up
okay, you know
some...
what? Maybe I'll start and then Dawn will pick it up. The first thing I'm seeing is the angels are telling me to say to you, Andrea, like, please let it go. And they're saying it's time for you to stop struggling, pushing, or maybe, like, forcing things to happen. And they're saying that, like, such actions push against the universal flow, and that leads to frustration and blocks. So when you let go of the situation and you give it to spirit, doors automatically start opening, and this will bring solutions and an outcome,
like any
expectations you might have. But I'm hearing they're saying, please let go of struggle, anger, unforgiveness, or anything else undesirable. And they're saying, like, please trust that the universe is on your side. And that's, like, what I have for you, Andrea. Dawn?
Do you have a specific question? A while ago, on my 30th birthday, I had these repetitive dreams. And the person that was in the dream basically brought in two people. And how I end up talking to that person last, do you see me, like, okay, so do you see the dreams coming into play, like, as it is, like this year? Like, do you see that happening this year?
As far as, okay, in the dream, this is somebody that you knew?
No, it is not.
But
it's someone that's familiar, but.
I mean, but like the people that you were brought to, you said there were two people that were brought to you?
Yeah, it was like one, it was like one person that, it was like one main character, but they would bring in two people.
Okay, and did you know those other two people?
Not like well, like not like.
But you were familiar with them?
Yes. Mm-hmm, that's
okay.
It.
Okay. Wow, that's a tough one, honey. A lot of times, and this is a dream that you remember, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you have dreams like this, try to write them down. Okay?
I have
a lot of times.
Huh? I have a dream journal.
Oh, okay, well, there you go. A lot of times, things, when they're shown like this, they'll have, like, certain symbolisms. You know what I mean? Since I'm not seeing what, in particular, that dream was about, okay? That would basically be up to you to interpret it. You know, what do these other people, what do they signify to you? You know, what is their message, you know, to you? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, when you remember them, you know, try to remember, you know, what did they say to you? Time frame, because it could also be a message from, believe it or not, like, even from a past life. If you remember, okay, what were they wearing? You know what I mean? Some dreams, especially ones from past lives, if there are things that are going on in your present life that you may be confused about, it's not uncommon to have, you know, kind of bizarre dreams, I guess is the best way to put it. But if you look at those and what happened in those, a lot of times they are merging with what is going on in your life right now.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times you can find answers, you know, from that. Not always, but a lot of times you can. Like I said, I don't know. I'm not
the thing
showing.
Is, there's no markers. There's no, like, I even asked for markers. It's not even, I don't know, it's really strange. Like, a lot of strange things have been happening lately.
Like what?
Like, things that I have dreamed about, now, this dream that I'm telling you about, I can't quite figure it out, but, like, dreams that happen, like, something, like, happens, and then, like, I have a dream about it, and then it just happened. Or, like, I had a dream about a friend, and she ended up coming to me. It's just, like, certain things, people pop up in my life, so I don't know how to explain it. But
can
I
say something, Andrea? You know what it feels like to me, and I think DC Love and Mystic Haven will probably both agree. It's your intuition. It's you learning to read the signs. It's you picking up your own symbolism and psychic energy. As Dawn was saying, it's symbolism. And so we can pick up things in dreams. We are psychic. We are intuitive. And I think you're learning a lot about it.
I really do.
It's
weird because it just started happening on my 30th birthday.
That's a good time to learn.
Try meditation, honey. Try meditation.
Okay.
Even if you're not familiar with your own guides and whatnot, ask them to come to you anyway.
Okay.
To help you to open that third eye. Okay.
Hmm.
Because it's not uncommon. Everybody has gifts. Everybody. Some deal with them their entire lives. Others, like my younger sisters, hers didn't kick in until she was about 18 or 19. Other people's, they don't kick in until a little bit later. You know what I mean? So you can choose whether you want to learn how to work with them or not. You know, it's entirely up to you. It's free will. But if you want to learn, then ask the universe to intervene. Talk to your guides. Talk to your angels. Ask them to help you. And they will.
Well, I've been trying. I got, you know, angel cards and everything. So I've been trying to, you know, ask to be guided and everything like that. So I'm just
Andrea, that's the best thing you can do is ask, because when you ask, as Dawn was saying, you open yourselves up to getting the answers. And they all don't come at once. It's a lifetime process. I'm 66, and I still get more questions today than I did yesterday. You know, learning more, looking at more, learning more, loving more. I think you have a lot more gut intuition coming through to you than you're realizing. And I don't think it's anything to be afraid of. I think it's something that's just helping you learn your own symbolism and your own power in a different way.
Right.
I think it's very empowering for you.
Yeah.
Now, I seen this dream I had before. I usually have things come through music and dreams. That's my go-to thing, music and dreams. But I had this dream, like, recently with a guy, and it seemed like I was, I met him, and then I instantly fell in love with him. So I was wondering, do you see that being a relationship coming soon?
Let me take that one, and we'll move on, Andrea.
Okay.
You know what I feel like? I've just kind of looked at some stones here and cards, and I've been kind of looking while you've been talking. First of all, I feel like you're doing a lot of processing about things so you can be fearless, become more fearless, become more creative, become more inspired. And as you go through this in the next several weeks or months, and you start really focusing on your own power, your own intuition, where you want to go, what you want to have happen, ask and you shall receive, you're going to find out through this 3 month period, especially toward the end of it, how much you have the ability to bring to you what you want. And part of your dreams is showing you possibilities. Part of the dreams, if they're inspiring, they're saying go this way. If they're saying stay away from this, you might heed their advice. But as you go through this first couple weeks, really keep your mind open to, you have creativity. You can make things happen. And you're referring to music. I've been a musician my whole life. You know, dear, it's one note at a time. That's how you get to Carnegie Hall. It's one note at a time, one day at a time, one step at a time, one moment at a time. So have patience with yourself.
Okay.
We hope that helps
you.
Go ahead.
Okay. Spirit is also telling you, honey, if you really want to pursue this, you need to cleanse your chakras. Open them up. Because right now some of them are clogged, okay, and it's disrupting the flow of energy. So when you're doing the meditation, start working on your chakras. Start with the root chakra and work your way up, all the way up to the crown.
How do I do that? Just
it's very simple. Through meditation, yes. You can go online, and if you want to do the research, look up, you know, the first chakra, which is the root chakra, and you will learn, you know, what color it is, you know, how to work with it and cleanse it. And then, you can just work on one per week, all the way up. Okay? And that will help to open the flow of energy as well. Okay?
Okay.
One
note
at a time,
Andrea. Thank you
very much. God bless you, girl.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you are.
Keep faith in yourself.
I will. Thank you.
We are going to go to, I believe this is the next call we have in line. This is area code 817. 817, are you there?
Oh, excuse me.
817?
I'm here. Hi, everyone.
I'm trying to get you on.
Hi, Gary. How are you?
Good. Who are we speaking with?
I'm sorry if you hear any kind of background. I'm just actually in my headset in school, so I'm taking kind of a little recess to have the opportunity to speak with each one of you.
And what's your name, brother?
My name is Felix.
Felix, I'll tell you what, we're going to let DC give you a little input, Mystic Haven and myself. So, DC, this is Felix.
Sure. Hi, good evening, Felix. How are you?
Hi. Fine, I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, good. While you were talking to Gary, I pulled a card, and the card that I pulled says, go now. Spirit is telling you it is time for you to go, either away from a toxic situation or towards something desirable. It is also signaling that it is the right time to make your move. The conditions are ripe and perfect, and the universe is poised and is going to support your every move. And basically, that's what I have for you, Dawn.
Do you have a specific question? Hi.
Actually, I have a broken relationship just now, a month ago, and also I'm in a transition of, getting graduation of my 4 years of college. So I'm actually looking for work, and I lost a relationship. So those are the two combinations.
Okay, you lost a relationship. Is that what you said?
Yes, I ended a marriage relationship, a separation, a month ago. So I'm not thinking going back to that toxic relationship. Yeah.
Okay, well, as far as the college work. Okay, you recently graduated, you said?
I'm going to graduate in a month and a half.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. What field?
It will be business and concentration in global management, international business.
All right, that makes sense, because I'm seeing like a bunch of computers here. Wow, that's a good field for you to be in.
I'm actually having two computers here.
Yeah. Okay, well, no, that, from what I'm seeing, they're like these big things, big screens. Oh, wow, you're going to do really well. I wouldn't stress about the work part, finding the job. I wouldn't stress about that, okay? Let's see. Because, yes, that is coming. Good paying job, too. I wouldn't worry about it. Let me see. As far as relationship goes. That seemed to be a bit toxic for you, I think.
Yes, it is. That's correct. 8 years now, so it's been. I decided to leave that relationship, and I have a daughter with her. So.
Right.
I don't know what the outcome for her in terms of if she's going to be getting angry more and more and more by the time I get divorced her. I'm not quite sure. I'm trying to figure it out.
Okay. Well, sometimes when a situation is toxic like that, you know, sometimes it is better to walk away because, you know, more damage can be done by staying. You know, when there's children involved, the best way to handle, from what Spirit is saying, the best way to handle things like that is forgiveness is a difficult thing to do, but it is a necessary thing. Nobody is perfect. We all make mistakes. There's, you know, and in situations like this, there's that he said, she said, you know, or this person did this or this person did that. And unfortunately, the kids are stuck in the middle. So the first thing that Spirit is really stressing on this is to forgive, even if it's difficult. Because once you do that, the promise of peace follows. Okay?
Yeah, I know. I've been working hard on that because she's been unfaithful to me and been controlling the whole time all these years. I'm not a bad guy, but I think she and her family used me in certain extent. So I know it's hard to forgive, but I will do my best, everything that I can, to pass that beyond so I can have a better life.
Right, and as far as your daughter goes, just reassure her. you know, that just because, you know, you two are choosing to go separate ways, sometimes it is better, but that she is loved.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what, she is still
yes.
loved.
That's
you are
right.
her parent. So
yes.
not to be afraid to come to you and talk to you about concerns, or she can get angry. It's part of a grieving process. Okay, death, divorce, you know, those are grieving processes. Children go, they deal with that as well. So when she does, if she gets starts to get angry, she will have her moments, okay? Just reassure her. You are loved. No matter what, you are loved, okay? And this will pass. It will pass. I mean, it's not going to be easy, but try to do things with love. I know it's hard. You know, hey, I've been down that road with divorce, okay? More than one. It's hard to do, but it can be done, okay? So just
okay. And the job and the job section,
feeling, huh?
And the job section. When did you see me landing a you know nice real career? Working.
Yes,
with,
once you graduate, Spirit had shown that already. Okay, once you we graduate, I wouldn't even worry about that. The jobs are going to be there. They're going to be there. So by June, you should be okay as far as that goes, okay, because, you know.
Do you know what type of job is? What type of industry?
I was shown
big
computer screens. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but it's big screens, big. You know what I mean? Like, you're looking up and you see these big screens, but it's you're working with computers.
Sure.
That's what I was shown.
Okay.
So I hope that helps
okay.
you, but remember, just try to keep love within your heart. I know it's not an easy thing to do. Ask the universe to intervene, okay? Because it will.
Okay. Thank
and
you.
And Felix, if you'd like, I'll be glad to give you a three-month reading. This is Gary, and I'll be glad to give you a lithmancy reading, which will cover a couple months. Would you like that?
Okay.
Okay, I just wanted to let... Right before I do this, Felix, area code 843 and 315. If you do want to get a reading, be sure and press 1 to enter the host room. And just want to let you know, 760 and 571 will be with you in just a moment, so stick around. Now, Felix, what I use is 16 stones, and I read the pattern when you say drop. And I'll tell you in general what I'll see for the next couple months. And so whenever you feel like saying drop, that's all you need to say, and I'll tell you what I see.
Okay. Draw.
There you go. Well, actually, you've got the Luck Stone right across from Saturn and Jupiter. So even though you're looking back at the past, at kind of the good, bad, and ugly, and you're making a lot of decisions right now and into the future about Saturn has to do with education, especially.
Yes, correct.
You've got the Luck Stone right next to it, so you're actually sailing through pretty well. And I have a feeling because you're like getting freer in your mind, things are going to start mm-hmm. moving faster for you. You feel like you have more efficiency now. There's less stress. You feel more experimentation in your life. You feel like you're able to imagine and envision and move forward. And so as Dawn was saying, that should show you there's really no worry about things falling in play for you because they indeed will be. And by the second and third week, you're going to feel this sort of like this freshness that you've been wanting to feel about love, about purposefulness, about your home place,
yes.
about emotions, about plans.
Yes.
All these sorts of things you wanted to feel fresh about are going to start coming into play because to your benefit, you are applying what you're learning and what you have learned, not just in school, but in life. And that's very empowering
yes.
because it's going to help you not only get over this past thing, but it's going to have you, it's going to get you're like your doubts and your fears about yourself out of the way so that the right relationship can come in and the right relationship
mm-hmm.
with your daughter will be forming too. So just in this first week or two, it feels like this, both education, purposefulness, direction, you've got a lot of luck. You're on the right path. It's going to help organize you and put you in, like, real good working order here sooner rather than later. And by the third and fourth week here, with all these fresh changes, you feel real empowered. by the fifth and sixth week here, it feels like you're either starting to look for jobs or talk to people or check out what's available. By the seventh and eighth week here, it feels like you're getting good feedback on not only these things, but about your daughter, about where you're going in life and so forth. And from the ninth to the 12th week here, it'll let you realize that your gut intuition about needing to start over, wanting to start over, has served you well, has served you right, and that you can actually, a lot of the difficulties you've been through will be healed in time, and you're going to come out of this feeling much better. And you're going to come out of this not resenting what you've been through either. You're going to come out of it smelling like a rose. So give your time, self time to process that. But you're in a lucky cycle now. Don't talk yourself
out
of it.
But I wish I could have a new love to come out.
Well, you will be. You have to clear this out first. You're going to have new love, but you have to clear this out and not worry about it. And you also have a lot of concentration on school. You don't really want to get too off focus right now. You really don't. So, you're going to have the right love come back in your life, but you want to get school done. You want to get this organization and planning and all these decisions going your way here in the next couple of weeks so that you can do what you have to, and then that allows you to move into the other areas of your life with love and so forth very fortunately. So a lot of luck for you now. Believe in it. You're free.
Okay.
Does that help you, brother?
Okay, I will. Thank you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you very much for giving me positive energy. So I will.
Well, thanks to my sweet DC love in Mystic Haven, too. And Felix, you can always go back and download the archives and listen to this again and hopefully get a little more information about it and so forth. Let people know about the show and be sure and call back in again and let us know. We're going to move on to 760. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi, my dear. What's your name?
Hi, how are you? April.
April, it's about your time, girl.
Well,
you
that's
have no,
great. I like
that. You have no
that's
idea
right?
how much of the country is ready for you, April.
Yes, we are.
Stop sending snow.
Yes, I know. We just had some rain here in California, and it felt so good.
Y'all needed it. Dawn, why don't you start it, and DC, why don't you add to it? This is April. April comes, she will. We're glad to have you with us, April.
Yes, we are. Hi, honey. Okay, what's your question?
Well, you know, my question is kind of twofold as well with the relationship that I've had for, we've been together for about a year and a half, and I just feel like I'm in a transition right now, and I just relocated, and so I don't have any job at the moment, but and at the same time, I'm feeling changes, and so would love some guidance.
Okay. Let's see on this one here. Well, as I said earlier, this is going to be a big year of change for everybody. Most of it is going to be positive changes. Some of them may be abrupt, but I don't feel anything as far as nothing major. Let me see a job. So, Shelly, an office type of setting. Do you have an office business? You're saying office management on this one. Do you have business management?
I have office business management experience, yeah.
Okay, yeah, because that's what they're showing on this one. I'm trying to see a time frame on this, because you've sent out resumes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. They're saying, Spirit is saying within 3 weeks.
No, I just went on an interview today. Do you have any feeling around that one?
They're gonna call you back in. Okay, mm-hmm. Like second type of interview is what is mm-hmm. showing on this. They're going to be discussing it. There's some other applicants as well. But there seems to be more than one position. Okay,
oh.
It's not just one in particular. There are some other ones. So they're looking at different candidates on this one. But you're going to have some other opportunities as well. You'll know which one to go with.
Okay.
You will know which one. But they're saying within a three-week time period. Okay.
Okay.
So by end of March, I guess, end of March.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, okay, is it a good position, well-paying, nice environment?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's nice. Looks nice. Nice people.
Uh-huh.
I'm not seeing what kind of field it is, but it is, you know, it's an office setting. Kind of low stress, not real high, kind of medium, you know. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
And then as far as the relationship is concerned, does that look, what's that look like?
Okay. Now, have you been having some kind of doubts about that?
Yeah.
Thought so. Who is pulling away from who?
Probably me. Probably me from him.
Okay, yeah, because they're showing distancing here. Distancing. This is something, honey, that you're going to need to decide whether this is what you want or not. This is all according to free will. Okay? Mm-hmm. You know, I could tell you, oh, it's going to work out and this, that, and the other. Everything is subject to change according to people's choices and decisions. Okay? So, basically, you know, what Spirit is showing on this is that you will be making a decision one way or another, but be careful with that decision. Okay? Look at the pros and the cons before making that choice. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There are things that need to be talked about. There seems to be a lack of communication, and that needs to be resolved. Once that's resolved, you'll have a better idea of what direction you want to go.
Hmm. Is there, when you say lack of communication, is there something that's being held back in terms of communication that is important for me to know?
It just seems like there's just not the same amount of the sharing that there was.
Hmm.
Sharing of thoughts, of feelings. It's almost like, it's not like a complete breakdown, it's just like a lack of. It's kind of dwindling, and it just maybe needs to be either recharged type of thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, and a new spark needs to be added to it. I don't know. From what I'm seeing, if that is done, it might be okay. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But again, this is on choice. Your choice and his choice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what I was shown.
And it won't say whether it's a good relationship or...
What I got while you were talking, Dawn, is I see a little bit of a trust issue.
Yeah.
And the angels are asking, they're calling you to have like a little bit of faith in this situation. And they're saying, you know, don't fear, like, don't have so much fear in the situation, because the more fear that you're going to add to the situation, you're going to cause more drama and negativity. So
mm-hmm.
the angels are asking you, hon, to please release your worries to them. And your present situation here, you're going to grow from it. And there is going to be, like, down the road, it's going to lead to, like beautiful romantic love that you are desiring and, you know, that you deserve. But you have to follow, like, the pathway that you're on, and you have to trust this pathway that it is leading you in the right direction,
okay.
And you have to have your faith and let your faith uplift your energy.
Mm.
And in this, it'll attract, like, the positive experiences and the people that you desire romantically, like, as a partner to this situation. And I'm also being told by the angels to, like, please listen to your heart,
mm.
and... If you listen to your heart and everything, everything is going to manifest itself in the right time. And this is a situation where your faith is going to bring all things to you, and they're saying, the angels are saying in my ear, please tell her that all things are possible. And that's what I have for you, hon. I hope that helped.
Oh, absolutely. That was beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you. And, you know, keep in touch with us and let us know, you know, how you're doing, please. We always like to hear back from our callers.
Thank you.
Thank you.
April, we hope that helps you out.
Yeah.
You still there, girl? If you'd like, I'll add a little input on top of that if you want to kind of see a time frame.
That would be great. If you could just give me just a time frame on, you know, securing a place right now. We're kind of without a place. We're staying at a friend's, and I think we've overstayed our stay.
You may feel that you've overstayed your stay, but they actually like to help you. They know your situation, so feel your situation. All you have to say, April, is drop whenever it feels right for you, and I'll drop these stones and sort of tell you what I see, okay?
Okay, sounds good. And drop.
There you go. Well, actually, you've got the luck stone right next to the play stone. And this is right around the center of the clock here. And you've got the moonstone, you've got Saturn, and you've got Uranus. So even though you feel like you're imposing in a way, it's actually kind of a good learning situation for the people you're with, too, because it's helping them be able to help you, even if they don't pat you on the back and say, God, can you move in forever? You know? It's kind of like 2 1/2 men, you know. I mean, helping the other brother out, you know. But
would you believe I got that message this morning when I woke up? I got that message this morning.
Well, that's what it felt like, 2 1/2 men, that sort of kind of jokingly, okay, you've been here too long, but they're not going to kick you out. But the luck stone right next to the play stone is saying, yes, you're going to have luck about this. What you have to do in the next week and a half to 2 weeks is really organize things, figure out different options you have. It's not that you haven't already considered this, but be ready for the universe to present you a miracle, a good break, a complete shift in what looks like, it's like looking at an object that's immobile and all of a sudden the wind comes along and lifts it up and takes it to a different place. It's a big change. So be expecting that, because even though you feel you feel like you're up against a wall right now, you're learning how to bring out this extra dose of creativity, imagination within yourself, so you can land the place that's right for both of you. And you have a kid too?
I do have two boys.
Yeah, it felt like that. So you're going to have, this is all going to work out for you. Probably from the third and fourth week on, I think you're going to be surprised at how much your feelings of love and respect for the people who are helping you and wanting to do the best thing and be grateful but also move on, that's all going to coalesce to where I think things are going to start working for you very well here in the first couple weeks. And by the fifth and sixth and seventh week here, I feel like you're so much more imbalanced that you've learned a lot about how to, even when the chips are down, to re-inspire yourself and people you're around and your family and you and your hubby, because it's helping you all work out a lot of things between yourselves and have this new sense of direction in your life about place, about opportunity and plan. So in a nutshell, in addition to what both these fine ladies have said, see yourself as working around these problems with a lot of creativity, determination, imagination, spirituality, miracles working for you. And you're going to find out that they actually will.
I love it. Thank you so very much.
April, come she will. We're so glad to have you, girl. And like I said, the whole country is ready for your nice springtime aroma.
We are.
Okay, well, I'm sending it your way.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Annie.
Have a good day, April. And, yes, you can send them to myself and these two fine ladies. We love good energy. Having said that, we're going to move along to 571, and I'm going to let DC take this first, kind of rotate back and forth. 571, who are we speaking with?
You're speaking to Vicki. Thanks, and thanks for taking my call. Great show.
We're honored, my dear. Vicki, this is DC Love.
Hi, DC.
Hi, Vicki.
How are you?
Good. While you were just talking, I pulled a card for you, and I'm being told by Spirit, they're telling me to tell you to please open your heart to love, and they're saying that everything that you desire and every prayer that you seek comes as a result of opening your heart to both sending and receiving love, and that your heart is the gateway in which you will receive this love, and it's the answer to every question that you have about your life, your relationships, your health, your purpose, and so forth. And they're saying the more that you allow yourself to love, the greater depth and meaning your life will hold, and that Spirit will support you in this endeavor, and you're protected, and just please open your heart. Okay, I don't know, like you said, I don't know if that helped you. Is there, like, a specific question?
Well, mine was pertaining to career.
Okay. The only thing I see right now, like, Don will pick it up, I guess, after me. There's something out of balance, though, like, in your life is what I'm showing. And so you have to correct it. Are you feeling like something's, like, out of sorts lately?
No, I'm actively looking for work. I've been out of work for a while, so that's my focus.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just, like I said, I'm just, like, picking up, like, a little something that's, like, a little bit out of whack and stuff. And sometimes, like, you know, we do get, like, a little bit out of balance, and we need, like, seasonal adjustments. And just, like, try to, like, keep an eye on how you're feeling, just to, you know, maybe you're not realizing. And they're saying just, like, to please the angels are telling me to, you know, take the necessary steps right now. That will help you with your equilibrium, with greater equilibrium. John?
Okay.
Are you looking for work in the medical field?
No, I'm not. In IT, computer.
Okay, because they're showing a medical field with this.
That's where my heart is desired, but not right now.
Okay. All right, well, that's probably what it's showing them. But, yeah, that's what it's showing, medical field. I mean, even as far as computers and stuff go, you know, technician, things like that.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, you would be really good at that, really good. That may be an area that you want to look at, honey. Have you been sending out resumes?
Yes, a lot.
A lot, yeah. Well, you have to remember, too, okay, this time of year, usually between January and mid-March to late March, most companies, they hold off on hiring, or you'll even see a lot of layoffs, okay, for some reason that first quarter there. Usually by mid-March to end March is when they start the rehiring process. You know, they're looking for fresh blood, you know, or bringing new people in. I think you need to be a little more aggressive, however. This is what Spirit is saying, aggression on this one. I mean, really, really get out there. Don't be afraid because you're kind of holding yourself back for whatever reason. Don't be afraid to, you know, to be aggressive about it. I mean, I understand, you know, the job market right now isn't all that good, but if you, okay, you were saying medical field a little later, you may want to change your thought pattern on that one because it is showing medical field, okay, and it's showing it for this year, okay? Mm-hmm. So if you take the skills that you have and apply them to certain areas, technical areas, you will have a job within 3 months, and it will be a good job, okay. A good-paying job, okay?
Okay?
All right, so don't be afraid. Have no fear. Have no fear. Seriously, have no fear.
Vicki, what part of the country are you in?
I am in Washington, D.C.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes.
I was going to say, I live in Austin, Texas. If you had a tech degree and were here, you'd be hired. There's some, boy, there's some.
I know, and I heard it's a very great area to be.
Oh, it's a great area. You're, The only thing that's atrocious here is the traffic. Well, the Republicans, but the traffic.
Oh, trust me, I don't know if he can beat Washington D.C. I think.
Probably not.
I don't know. I don't know about that. I've lived in Austin. He's right about the traffic.
Yeah, it's a little college town that went from, I moved here in 1970, went from 70,000 people to 1.6 million now and has no north, south, east, west roads. Oh, it's a complete traffic jam most of the day. But
wow.
Having said that, Vicki, I will give you a lithomancy reading if you'd like, kind of.
I sure would.
Tell you what I see here in the next couple months. Okay. The first thing I'm picking up from you is you got such good, kind, sweet energy. You got a lot of good, healthy.
Well, thank you.
You really do. You got a lot of hardworking, creative, industrious energy. And part of what I'm feeling is, this is before I even put the stones down, but your challenge is to recognize that in yourself and let that be a guiding light rather than being frustrated by it. It's sort of helping you renew your strength of your own good talents, good vibes, good energy,
okay.
Concern, that sort of thing.
Okay.
So having said that, my dear, all you have to do is say drop, and I will drop these stones and tell you what I see for the next couple months, okay?
Sounds good.
Maybe say drop.
And I say drop.
There you go. Okay, well, you've been through sort of a school of hard knocks recently in a lot of ways. And before that, you had everything going like magic. And so it feels like you're learning how to work with these cycles again better. So you don't get so hard on yourself, come down on yourself, blame yourself, that sort of thing. And it feels like just going in this next month or two, there's a lot of, not only do you have Mercury Stone, which has to do with communication, resumes, getting yourself out there. You've got the Moon Stone here and the Saturn Stone. So that is saying, sort of as both ladies were saying, put this gusto back into it. Don't look at it as if it's a big damn hassle to find the right job. Even if you felt that way 5 minutes ago, it doesn't mean you have to feel that way tomorrow morning. You with me? This is sort of showing a shift in how you're going to go out and sell yourself and believe in yourself. And it's kind of even precedes what I was feeling before I dropped these stones, is it's kind of built up to this so you could take like a big leap in consciousness in faith. Because as you do in these first week and a half to 2 weeks with resumes, talking to people, communicating, you're going to find by the third and fourth week here, things are really coming back for you in a very positive way. I wouldn't be surprised if you get good feedback about a job, and it helps you get feelings about your place more organized to where you feel like things are under your control. So you're kind of ending this cycle of feeling like you're up against a wall. And it's the beginning of the cycle of you feeling re-empowered again. And remember, life always gives us a problem to solve so that we become problem solvers. If we never had a problem, we'd never learn to solve a problem.
Yes, so, that's
true. So as you go through this first week and a half to 2 weeks, and this next couple of weeks, really keep yourself empowered. Good decision-making. Put this feeling of love and luck and magic happening back in with your life. You've had the wind knocked out of you. It's time, you've already gotten up, you've readdressed it, and I'm saying continue that energy, continue that sense of confidence building, because by the next couple of weeks, it's going to start paying off, and by the fifth and sixth and seventh week here, I feel you not only having prosperity and good dreams and hopes and visions and plans, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's good job leads coming back into play, but it's allowing you to let you know you have control over your life, that you really do have the ability to dream and hope and make plans, and even if some go haywire, that you can get yourself back on track and start your magic again, start your pulse again, start your confidence again. Because toward the end of this three-month period, that's the exact thing that you're going to feel is you've got, like I said, more control over these cycles. You don't get so exasperated. You go like, okay, it's just like water off a duck's back, that sort of thing. Moving right along, what's next in my life? And that's really a very positive place for you to be. and you probably wouldn't get there had you not gone through, you know, the opposite of that to bring you to that.
And I agree.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
I hope that helps you, my girl.
I think it did. Thank you so much, and I appreciate it. Thank you, guys. Namaste. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Take care.
Thank you.
Nikki, we love to make a people's day, and trust me, with these two fine ladies with me, we can't go wrong. They're the best. The best. Having said that, we're... Well, I never
we're
grew
not
up
disagreeing with...
with
you, Gary. Keep going.
Okay, good.
I love it, right?
I love to have my sisters. I grew up with six brothers, so having my female friends is really a joy to me in life. I have a lot of female friends, and I really love women. I think y'all are so cool, the way you contain yourself in this world of men that sometimes ain't done a great job of running the world for eons. So I'm a feminist, you know.
All right.
Having said that, area code 315, are you with us, 315?
Yes, I am, Gary. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, our pleasure. Who are we speaking with?
This is Annette from New York.
Annette from New York. I'm going to let you talk to D.C., and then we're going to put some some Mystic Haven Dawn Magic on you.
Okay.
Hi, Annette. I'm one of your biggest fans. How are you?
Thank you, Ron. Well, you're all mine, too, so I'm doing pretty good tonight. I had to have something to do, so I came here.
Well, that's awesome. We're glad you're here with us.
Okay. I just have a quick question because I know you got other callers. As you know, I'm trying to sell my land so I can move, and it seems like I keep going into another rollback. And I called my attorney's office and found out he had an operation, so they're already 6 weeks behind. And where do you see this going? Because, like, time is of the essence. I really need to get... I can't make a purchase offer on a house that we finally agreed on because I don't have the funds until I sell my land. So can
okay,
you give me an idea?
Well, I'm hearing from Spirit. They're saying to tell you that all the doorways are open for you and the pathway is clear.
Mm-hmm.
And they're telling me that, like, any obstacles that you had previously, they're being removed. And they're asking you, Annette, to please keep a positive mindset about this situation. And to know that you're going to have, like, the best possible outcome with this.
Okay.
And that's, like, what I'm basically getting. Dawn, can you pick up from there?
Yeah, Spirit wants you to do something, honey. Spirit is strongly advising, okay? You know, we realize this is, you're feeling very overwhelmed by this, but Spirit is saying you need to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Just breathe. Let it out. Don't stress. Just give it to the universe. Because the universe knows what it's doing, okay? I mean, what we may see as a roadblock, okay, sometimes it's put there for a reason, but it will be removed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is just, when you start to get, just breathe. Just breathe, okay? Just give it. Just give it to the universe. Let the universe deal with it.
Now, do I keep the same attorney or find another one?
Well, I just keep that one. Just a temporary thing, honey. Okay.
Okay.
I don't feel that you're really gonna have any major problems. You know what I mean? People understand. You know, things are backed up, but. Sometimes, like I said, sometimes delays are put there for a reason. We may not see it, okay, while it's going on. But that's when you just say, all right, here, yeah, do what you need to do, yes. But at the same time, just let it go, too. Give it to the universe so that the universe can remove in its own time what needs to be removed, okay?
Okay. Alrighty,
then. I agree with DC. The roadblocks are going to be... They will be moved, okay? But sometimes if we're stressing about it, we actually hold it back.
Right. Well, I'm at the point where I keep wanting, you know, I've dropped my land thousands of dollars. I'm talking $40,000 in 2 months' time, and I just feel, you know, should I keep dropping it more when my land is reasonable. When I'm a former realtor, so I looked up all the land that's in my area, and my land's like half as much as the others, and I'm not getting any bites. And it's really, you know, I mean, I'm willing to take the loss on my land because I want to move on with my life. Mm-hmm. And yet it's snow here, so, and my land is remote, so it's not getting shown because it's so remote, you know. So
right,
I don't
right.
know. But I am in a time frame. I'm in a very strict time frame, actually.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Part of this could also be a job, you know, economy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this land, this is remote. Is I mean, not remote. This is, is this north?
Yes, like I live in New York.
Upstate New York?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yes.
With a lot of trees.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful piece of land, boy. Wow.
Yeah, it's 85 acres, and it's like it borders, the creek is right on there, so, and it has two ponds, too.
Right. If you where all are you advertising for it?
In the multiple listing in Jefferson County.
Okay. You may want to try other areas, other avenues, even online.
Okay.
Okay. You'll get more hits, I think, online than anywhere else.
Okay.
Whether that be Craigslist, eBay, people sell property
yeah.
on eBay.
I haven't done the eBay. I've done Craigslist, but not the eBay yet.
Okay, try eBay, try Facebook. That's a big selling market right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay.
I posted it on mine.
Okay. But
uh-huh.
I mean, like, really promote it. Get it out there.
Okay, honey.
Okay.
Well, I don't
want to
hold up your lines. I appreciate you taking my call.
Oh, no problem.
Thank you so much, honey.
Never.
Take care, Annette.
Annette, I wanted to add one thing.
Okay.
Sometimes we have to wait on the timing, whether it's weather or whatever, so there's only so much you can do about the timing not being right or the weather. Plus, Mercury's been in retrograde, so it's been screwing up a lot of our plans on communication and sales and so forth. And final
right.
note, just because you didn't hit the bullseye yesterday doesn't mean you won't tomorrow. I mean,
right.
it doesn't, you know, you hit a wrong note, you correct it, things work out right. You don't win the, you know, make the 100-yard dash, you try back next year, come back next year, you do it again. I have a feeling there's a lot of good change coming with this spring. And a final point, if you have to sell a little bit less than you want, make that deal in your head and go, screw it, I'm going to be happy with this, I'm going to move on, and don't think twice and don't look back and look forward to where you're getting. Because
yeah,
it'll,
see,
all come back. It'll all come
that's
back.
That's where I'm at,
run.
Gary.
Yeah, that's what
so
feels
do,
like.
Excuse me?
It feels like a good strategy, not tie yourself to it. Like, because you can always look back later and go, if only I would have, yeah, we'll cut that off before it even starts.
Right.
Yeah.
Here's
well,
what
and that,
you
do.
See, the problem yeah. with land is banks won't finance land. It has to be a cash deal, and it's not like everybody's got $100,000 in their pocket.
Right.
You know?
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. You make your decision because you're going to come out ahead in the long term anyway, and you know that.
Right.
You know that. Just, you know that.
Yeah. Well,
you
I appreciate everything, you guys.
Well, good luck, girl. God bless you.
Good luck, and
thanks,
keep in touch.
I will, honey. Thank you so much.
Hey.
You're welcome.
Okay, honey. Thank you.
Thank
you're
you
welcome.
For calling in. We've got several more callers and not too much more time, so we're going to alternate, and I'm going to give this first call to Ms. D.C. Love. This is area code 978. Who are we speaking with, 978?
Hi, this is Kathleen. How are you?
Good,
Kathleen.
How are you?
Good. Listen, I have a quick question. I know you have other callers. I have a friend who is closing on a house. Give or take a few days around March 28th. We were talking tonight regarding this person moving in with me for a week or two till they could find something. Do you see that happening?
Okay. What I'm hearing, I'm just hearing spirit, and they're telling me to trust your intuition. And they're also asking me to tell you to listen with your heart. And that you have to act upon your own instincts and trust that you're being guided. as the messages are received for the highest good. And follow, like, the nudges that Spirit is giving you, hon, is what I'm hearing. And Spirit is also saying it's time for you to make your real feelings and beliefs, like the beliefs that you have known. And
to this person?
Well, you have to like, I guess maybe, like, with yourself, like, number one, see how you feel about the situation, in other words.
Yeah, I offered it.
Okay, but, I mean, you offered it, but, like, how do you really feel about it is what I'm hearing Spirit is saying. And, you know, they're saying, like, they're asking you to reveal, like, who you are to yourself and to others. And, in other words, maybe you need to have, like, a heart-to-heart discussion with this person that you're going to be willing to have, like, them come and live with you, hon.
Okay.
Well, that's why I'm asking, like, they're asking me to tell you, like, you're going to have, like, a heart-to-heart, I think, first, and this will help you decide, you know, if this is going to be a good, you know, if it's going to be a good situation for you.
All
right. And they're
saying,
like, you know, let go of any judgments that you have and just speak lovingly and truthfully.
Mm-hmm.
And that this is going to help, like, the process, and then it, you know, it will have a good, you know, a resolve there. You'll be able to know if you speak truthfully and trust your own intuition. And that's basically what, like, Spirit is telling me, hon.
Well, this person is a friend, but a love interest, too.
Okay.
So I don't know if that changes anything.
Okay. They're just telling me now, like, that you're crossing a threshold, like a prominent, like, episode in your life is coming to a close, is what I'm seeing.
In my life?
They're telling me that like a part of your life is coming to a close, is what I'm seeing. And let's see, they're also telling me to perform like a personal vision quest, which may mean that you can connect better with your dreams, like, during your waking hours. And that's, like, that's what I'm seeing. I mean, I could ask, like, the, you know, the angels, the romance angels, do you still have, like, a love interest with this gentleman?
I have that feeling.
Okay, they're telling me to express your love is what I'm hearing.
Okay. All right.
They're saying, like, go ahead and make, you know, make a romantic gesture. And they're saying to take the initiative, like, in your love life.
Oh, we've kissed and all that stuff before. I'm just wondering how much further this could go if he came to stay for a week or two.
They're saying to me, the more you give, like, love, you know, if you really feel for this gentleman, the more that you're going to experience it back. But they're saying to make sure that you're open to receiving the love that comes to you, you know, from the God, the angels, and other people. So, I mean, it's all, like, free will is involved, hon. And they're saying, you know, it's up to you. If you feel, you know, still romantically attracted to this gentleman, to go ahead and, you know, make the romantic gesture.
Okay. Could Gary, could you throw the stones for me?
Okay, I'll give you a quick stone reading, my dear. And, I'll kind of tell you basically what I see for the next couple months. We've only got about 6 minutes left. We've got some more callers who may or may not be able to get to y'all. We will try, but it's going to be getting close here. Having said that, Kathleen,
mm-hmm.
All you have to do is say drop, and I'll tell you in general what I'm seeing for the next couple months, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So whenever you say drop.
Drop.
Okay. You know, I think you have, as DC was saying, you've got the life stone right at the top, and it's pointing to Mercury, and it's pointing to the luck stone. And this is saying you don't realize how much control you have over this situation. It takes two to tango. You can steer this situation more than you realize. It's not something that can is going to run over control you, and it's something that you probably want to open your door to. So have confidence in yourself. And have this feeling of maybe this is a good thing, because it does feel like it brings love and happiness and satisfaction into your life, and it feels like it puts you on a new footing where you're trusting yourself again. You have a better sense of knowing what your gut instinct is, knowing how to read the signs, knowing what you feel. And let's face it, if we weren't blinded at times, we'd never learn to see the light. So we have to be kind of uncertain in order to learn how to read certainty for ourselves. Do you understand what I'm saying? And
yeah.
With the life stone right here at the top, it's pointing to Mercury, and it's saying you have the power to make these decisions, and you don't have to worry about, of course, naturally, a little bit of caution is always necessary. But if you go into this with an aware mind, a feeling of a good opportunity mind, as DC was saying, let your love flow, you can always change trends if things get bad. What it feels like you don't want to do is see good opportunities slip by. And so you may have to just take a risk and take
a
chance.
Well, I guess I wanted to know if, you know, at
if
the end of all this.
Well, you know, God bless you ladies. You always want to know when you start the ride where it's going to take you in the end. And life is a venture. I mean, you have to kind of, you put your quarter in the horse and it's going to ride you up and down.
It's going to stop when it wants to stop. Yeah.
Right. It's going to, when the quarter ends, you know. So don't go into it from a point of, I have to know all the answers before I'm going to play the game. When you sit down to play chess, you don't know if you're going to win or not. You're going to try to win. And when you go at, when you go for an adventure, you don't know how it's going to end up. It wouldn't be an adventure. It'd be a routine.
I know.
So this is what I feel with this life stone. Trust yourself. Feel good about yourself. Allow yourself to move forward in a very imperative way, because that's what you want to do. You want to open up this confidence and trust in yourself. So don't be afraid to do it. Nobody can open up but you. And you can always change. And it feels like a good guy on top of that.
He is.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. All right. Well, thank you both
so
much.
Don't be afraid of just going for it.
Okay. Take care now. Bye-bye.
God bless you, Kathleen.
Thank
you. We've got just 2 minutes left. I want to just try maybe get one more reading in here if we can real quick. But I want to let all you folks know we'll be on here next Monday at 8 o'clock Central, 9 Eastern, and so forth. And you can always go to Psychics Gone Wild and get a little information about DC Love, myself, Dawn Mystic Haven, and book us for a reading. We will treat you well. We've got 2 minutes left. This call is going to Dawn, and I'll let you know, Dawn, when we got about a minute and 50 seconds.
Okay.
603, are you there? Hold on, 603, I'm getting you online. 603?
Yes, I'm here.
Who are we speaking with?
Rose.
Rose,
hi Rose.
Meet Mystic Haven.
Hi, honey. Anything good you see for me coming up?
Oh wow, that's a general.
Is there there's not much time. If there's anything good, let me know.
There's always good stuff, honey. This is you know the new moon phase. We got a lot of good stuff coming up. Is there something, an area in particular that you want me to focus on?
Relationship.
I knew you were going to say that. Okay. Have you ever seen the movie Bambi?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Well, I am the mother of a four-year-old. Okay. So Bambi is like a big name in our house. Well, you know the song or the part where Owl starts talking about your tweets are painted, your head is in a whirl. Okay. You know what I'm talking about? When he's explaining to Bambi and Thumper and Flower with okay, this is what you can expect to happen to you very soon, honey.
Okay.
Okay, you're going to be Twitcher painted because that was the first thing that came to my head on this one, and it's going to be quite funny. It's going to be funny. Okay.
Somebody that will it be somebody that I already know that I talked to, or somebody totally different, totally new.
They're saying new energy on this one. So somebody new, but it's going to be somebody that is going to, it's going to be funny. It's going to be a very uplifting kind of thing. It's Twitcher painted. Okay? So when you meet them, you're going to think, "Oh, Bambi." Okay? So
online or out and about?
No, this is somebody in person. Okay? It's I'm trying to see on this one. Kind of a chance meeting type of thing, but you'll be with other people at the time, okay, because there's a, it's like a other people type of setting, all right? It's somebody that you're going to meet there. Very, very nice. Very, very warm.
I don't get out much.
It's in a social type of setting, okay? So you will be going, but not until spring, okay? It's not until spring. That's why they're saying, you know, with the, that's why it was shown with Bambi, the Twitter painted. Okay,
okay?
Spring, I'm getting more closer to the end of April. But it's a beautiful day. It's a very warm, nice energy. This person is also very warm, but very funny.
Okay.
Very funny. You're going to love the energy. Okay, so don't be afraid to enter into that. Don't have fears. All right, so when you meet him, we want to hear about it, okay?
Definitely, I will let you know.
I'm gonna quote from Bambi. You're twisted, painted. You're floating on air.
I might have to watch
the world.
Movie again.
All right.
Do you have time to drop stones real quick?
Yeah, we'll do it real quick. This is the last reading we're going to do, of course, Rose, and I'm charging these up. And give me just a moment here, my dear. All right, all you have to do is say drop. I'll tell you what I'll see in general, okay?
All right.
Whenever you say drop, Rose.
Drop, please.
There you go. This is going to be the fastest 3 months you're ever going to hear. You're healing from a lot of things over love and relationships and balance and so forth. And so that's a good thing because that's going to open you up here just in the first week or two to start feeling like love's really possibly back in your life and coming. And that's a good thing for you, as Martha would say. Because by the second into the third week here, you're not carrying around memories of the past or this sort of defeatist attitude, I'm at the wrong place at the wrong time. You're making a lot of conscious changes in the first weeks. So you don't have to continue to play that broken record, so to speak. And by the fourth and fifth and sixth week here, you're going to, you've got the Luck Stone, you've got Venus, you've got all these good stones coming into play with a lot of luck, with a lot of like fresh changes, all new things happening to you. And it's going to help you be able to sort of break out of your own routine pattern, safety net, so you're more adventuresome, so you're braver, so you feel like you're living in the present, not living in the past and trying to fix it. And by the seventh and eighth and ninth week on, you're going to be surprised at how many good decisions you make about the way you feel about yourself, about place, about relationships, and about the fact that, you know, you had to kind of clear all this clutter out so you could get this more up-to-date version of yourself coming into play. And to end it on both your beautiful name, Rose, and the beautiful energy Dawn put out, and, of course, my DC love put out, you've got the Life Stone outside the circle, and that's showing that this 3 months is going to help you get over a lot of these doubts about love and so forth so you can really step into this next chapter of your life a lot more enlightened and happy. Hope that makes
awesome.
Sense to you, my dear.
It makes me happy today. Thank you.
Good.
It's been a sad day, but I'm happy now.
Good.
Stay positive.
Good.
Please stay positive.
I will.
Yeah. Stuff does clear out. It does. Things change.
Big
and
change
to all you
coming.
Folks, it's sure been a pleasure to be with you, DC, and what a pleasure
to
be with you. Mr. Caven.
Mr. Caven, definitely.
Oh, you too. You too, guys.
Love you, ladies. Y'all call
love
us
you
in next
week. I love you. Love all our listeners as well.
We love to have you on. Check us out, psychicsgonewild.com, and see you next week on Blog Talk Radio on Psychics Gone Wild. Let your friends know about our show. Let them know what we do. Check out Psychics Gone Wild. God bless. Stay happy. See you next week, folks. Thank you.
Night.
Bye-bye.